Chapter 1. Misconceptions. The Short History of Our Learning. David Deutsch is an Oxford University quantum physicist and quantum computing theorist. In his recent book, The Beginning of Infinity, he presents his home field with uncondescending sensibleness and takes us on an audacious rollick through the unfolding of our species and of life generally, our physical, cultural development, and our accumulated collective knowledge. Deutsch asks that we imagine for a moment the accumulation and progress of human learning as an ever-increasing funnel of collective knowledge. If we sliced a cross-section at any given point, we would find a state of affairs where people thought they had just about everything figured out. Of course, in this, they were always wrong. Most often, exceedingly. So often have we been caught out with our knowledge incomplete, if not completely wrong, that we take it for granted now for the first time in our history that some of our explanations are not yet as good as they should be. Now it is becoming more common that our explanations, old or new, are vigorously reconsidered in the light of new information. This point of view, introduced by philosopher Karl Popper, Deutsch calls fallibilism, the awareness that always some of our explanations are not yet the best they can be. And so he proposes that rather than calling new scientific explanations theories, we call them misconceptions from the start, the general misconception of relativity, and get on with finding out what is incorrect about them. To improve our knowledge and to refine our explanations, we must first question what we think we know and then find out what we do not. Ironically, over the last 200 years, about three startled blinks in our history, this understanding of our fallibility has brought us our steepest learning curve ever by far. Both the quantity and quality of our knowledge are growing rapidly and at a rapidly accelerating rate. We have learned wonderful things from the past. One of them is that most of what we thought we knew was wrong. Another is how much we do not know yet. What can we learn from the future? 100 years from now exists. We know some things about it. For example, that our population will be more than 10 billion. 1,000 years from now exists. What will we know then that we do not know now? We know things unfold in systems and in patterns, and the more the patterns emerge, the better we may anticipate our future. MIT senior lecturer Otto Scharmer speaks of learning from the emerging future. There are few things about which we may be certain, but one of them is that the future will be built mostly upon new knowledge. What will we learn from our emerging future? What on earth are we? What are we doing? What else might we be doing? Only there, in our future, may we discover, embrace, and implement our better explanations. The sooner, the better. Just one more matter of housekeeping. I suggest we call our planet Earth, and not, please, the Earth. Okay, it's only a style thing, but the Earth? Maybe it just sounds a bit like the wife, the Donald. Maybe the removes us from her a bit. The mum.